In this bulletin, dozens killed in a fire at a Swiss ski resort. Australia's beef industry set to be hit by new Chinese tariffs. And in tennis, Ash Barty urges Australian stars to capitalize on home summer ahead of Open. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Around 40 people have been killed and more than 115 injured after a fire ripped through a crowded bar during New Year's celebrations at a Swiss alpine resort. The blaze broke out in the early hours of Thursday at a venue in Crans, Montana, less than 2 hours after midnight, overwhelming those inside. Police Commissioner Frederick Guillaire says the emergency response was immediate once the alarm was raised.
It was around 1:30 a.m. when smoke was spotted coming from a bar located in the center of the Crans station. A few seconds later, a witness contacted the engagement center of the Valais Cantonal Police to report the fire. Immediately, the red alarm intended to mobilize the firefighters was triggered, and less than a minute later, at 1:32 a.m., the first police patrols arrived on the scene, namely the Gendarmerie and the Intercommunal Police of Crans, Montana.
Firefighters contained the blaze quickly, while reception centers and a helpline have been set up for victims and families. Investigators are still working to determine the cause. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it's working to determine whether any Australians were involved. China has announced it will impose additional 55% tariffs on beef imports from nations, including Australia, when shipments exceed certain quotas. Australia has been allocated a quota of 205,000 tons, with the measures to take effect from the 1st of January for 3 years. The quota is set to increase annually. Chinese state media reported last week that Chinese beef industry associations pressured the government to impose immediate safeguard measures to stabilize market expectations and the livelihoods of domestic breeders. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Australia has not been singled out by these tariffs.
Australian beef is, in my view, proudly, as the Australian Prime Minister, the best in the world. We compete in the world very well. And our products are in great demand right around the world. We expect that will continue to be so. The Australian beef industry has never been stronger than it is today as we enter 2026.
Search efforts are continuing for a missing man caught up in a New Year's swim gone wrong in Sydney following a spate of drowning deaths. Emergency services were called to Maroubra Beach early on New Year's Day after reports a person had been swept into the ocean. A 25-year-old woman was reportedly hit by a wave that knocked her into a tidal rock pool before waves swept her into the ocean. The woman was found at 5 a.m. and could not be resuscitated. Chief Inspector Chris Swally says an hour later, at nearby Coogee Beach, emergency services were alerted to a man who was swept away in rough surf.
Police were alerted about 6 a.m. to a swimmer who was in trouble in the heavy surf conditions. A uniformed police officer and a bystander entered the surf and made their way out to the swimmer in an effort to assist him back to shore. They were unable to do so. That swimmer remains outstanding and the search continues.
Israel has suspended 37 aid organizations from operating in Gaza, despite mounting criticism from the United Nations and European Union. Israel says the banned organizations failed to meet new registration requirements, such as handing over detailed information about their Palestinian staff. Israel says the new regulations, which also ban organizations that have called for boycotts of Israel, aims to prevent organizations it accuses of supporting terrorism from operating in Gaza. Shayna Lowe from the Norwegian Refugee Council says as well as hindering aid delivery, the move will also leave many Palestinians in Gaza without work.
We operate across the occupied Palestinian territory, including in Gaza. And so what we do know that will take effect is that our international staff will not be able to enter Gaza to support our teams on the ground there. We have, at any given time, around a dozen international staff who support our team of 70 national staff in Gaza, along with 200 or so contingent or daily workers who we hire on a day-to-day basis as needed.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it is aware of reports that an Australian has died in Ukraine and is seeking confirmation from local authorities. DFAT says it is providing consular assistance to the family, but says its ability is limited due to Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The department's travel advice remains unchanged, with Australians urged to avoid travel to Ukraine due to the volatile security environment. To sport and in tennis, retired champion Ash Barty is urging Australia's tennis aces to seize the moment and take advantage of the home support as a bumper summer of action gets underway across the country. The Brisbane International and the $15 million United Cup in Sydney and Perth both start today ahead of the Australian Open kicking off on the 18th of January. Alex de Minaur will spearhead the local fight at the year's first Grand Slam as the world number 7 bids to end Australia's 50-year men's open title drought. Barty says that she will be a keen observer this summer and hopes Australian stars hit the ground running in the open lead-up events. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.